Today is Friday, July 26th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Authorities have found the man on the run who shot a deputy in Sauk County, but now he's in a standoff with officials in northern Wisconsin. Police say Tuesday night, 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller shot at officers near Baraboo after a police chase and traffic stop. He ended up shooting one deputy who's expected to be okay. Miller has been on the run ever since, until last night, when he started a standoff with officers in Portage County. It started at a house in Amherst. Authorities arrested five people, but he shot at deputies and ran inside. The situation is ongoing and will bring you updates as they develop. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says when captured, he'll be charged with attempted homicide of a law enforcement officer. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have released $50 million in funds to help rebuild local roads that are crucial to Wisconsin's agriculture industry. The projects will rebuild local roads that carry over 10.8 billion pounds of agricultural goods each year from farming and forestry operations that have a $1.6 billion annual impact on Wisconsin's economy. The money is part of the first round of funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, which still has $100 million to distribute. The second gentleman is coming to Wisconsin, according to campaign press release. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, will be campaigning in central Wisconsin over the weekend. It's his first visit to the state this year. The second gentleman will deliver remarks Saturday at the 7th Annual Hmong Wausau Festival and then headline a canvas launch for Harris and Democrats up and down the ballot in Stevens Point. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Rainy weather and large factory farms are a potentially deadly combination.
The answer is to move toward a more sustainable form of agriculture that doesn't involve confining large numbers of animals and their manure in one very small space.
She says large amounts of animal waste make flash floods an even greater public health and safety risk. A group of legislators, farmers, and conservationists studying how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population is set to hold its first meeting next month. The Joint Legislative Council's 12-member study committee on sandhill cranes is set to meet August 1st at the Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area and hear presentations by a state bird ecologist and an International Crane Foundation director. The Joint Legislative Council is made up of the legislature's attorneys. Council puts together committees to study issues every even-numbered year. The Sandhill Crane Committee will eventually recommend legislation to manage the crane population and reduce crop damage the cranes cause. Options could include seeking federal approval for a hunting season. Kids in a camper with a suspected drunk driver managed to get other drivers on the road to call 911. Officials from the Wisconsin State Patrol say the RV was driving erratically on the interstate Wednesday night when other drivers looked. They saw kids in the back seat, and those kids signaled for them to call 911. When they did, authorities caught up with the camper and did a high-risk traffic stop. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the 57-year-old man was towing a camper with the children inside of it when he was arrested in Madison. The incident started at the Kalahari Resort in Lake Delton when the man allegedly had a fight with his girlfriend and left with all of the children. Lake Delton police say the man is not being charged with kidnapping since there was no effort to steal the children, all of whom were released to relatives. The driver was arrested for OWI with minors in the car. Three more people have been arrested in connection with the 2023 murder of a Madison teenager. Police Chief Sean Barnes announced Wednesday that charges have been sent to Dane County prosecutors in the death of 15-year-old Kaisha Miller. She was shot along with several of her friends outside of the Harmony Apartments in October of last year. While those three men have not been formally charged, 21-year-old Donovan Douglas of Madison was charged Tuesday with first-degree intentional homicide, three counts of attempted homicide, and other charges. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration kicks off today. The celebration starts this afternoon with the 12U baseball tournament, which will run all weekend. Live music will take place all weekend long as well. A parade will be held this Sunday, followed by the chicken barbecue. Kinchy's pedal pull will be at 1 Sunday, and fire truck rides will be from 3 to 4. Although Highway 23 is closed due to road construction, John Rulin says there are alternate routes to the Plain Fire and EMS celebration this weekend.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N.
The curtain will rise on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin production of The Music Man tonight. The performance will be held at 7 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are priced at $20 for adults and $15 for children. A family package, which includes two adult tickets and any number of children, is also available for $60. Additional performances will be held Saturday and again next Friday and Saturday nights at 7 and Sundays, July 28th and August 4th at 2. Some visitors to EAA will get a unique view of the grounds Saturday during the runway 5K, says EAA communication specialist Drew Stefani.
You actually get to run around the Air Venture grounds. You get to see a pretty good tour of it on foot. And yeah, it's a great experience. You get to see everything, and then you get a ticket to the show, too. So you get to experience all the sights and sounds when you're not competing, trying to set a personal record.
Kohl's employees have been ordered to return to the retailer's Menominee Falls headquarters. The Journal Sentinel reports all corporate employees who live within 30 miles of will be required to show up in person Monday through Thursday, beginning in mid-October. That will put an end to flexible and remote work arrangements in place since the pandemic. CEO Tom Kingsbury announced the policy change to Kohl's employees in a Thursday memo, saying the decision was made in service of greater collaboration. In May, Kohl's posted a loss and missed Wall Street's revenue expectations for the first quarter of this year and lowered its forecast for the full year.